I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Woods, how's that banana?
Delicious.
No whipped cream on the banana.
No whipped cream today, buddy.
You know what tomorrow is, though?
Tuesday,
March 14th. 3.14.
Pi Day.
Is pi. Tomorrow is Pi Day, Woods.
Well,
Pi Day.
I know what I'm ordering for dessert. My famous banana cream pie.
All right, but I think for radio purposes, dessert should come between 6 and 10 a.m.
Okay.
And we should have a cream pie in the studio.
That could get us kicked off the air for good.
Yeah. I don't know that we can put any of that on the radio, on the YouTube stream.
I think even if you faked it.
I have some leftover shepherd's pie in the fridge. Not what you're looking for on National Pie Day. I mean, you can have savory pies, too.
Let's talk pies for a moment,
Apple. Shall
we? Why, just as an aside, we've got an hour left. Do you like savory? Do you guys like savory pie?
I do. Chicken pot pie,
Chicken
shepherd's
pot pie.
Pie
kicks ass. We've got in our freezer, but I don't know when my wife bought it. It's a
steak and ale pie.
It's a Marie Callender's pot pie, a family pot pie. It's the size of a tire. It's this big. It's going to take, I think I saw in the oven, like an hour and a half to make. It's too big to be microwaved. It won't even fit in the microwave.
Don't microwave it. The crust is not flaky if you microwave it. You need to put that thing in the oven.
They're tough to make at home.
They take
from
forever.
Frozen.
They
take either forever. Put it in the oven for like an hour.
Yeah.
This is try to microwave it.
45.
That's not good.
No.
It's terrible, actually.
So you put it in, and about halfway through, you put some foil on top so you don't overburn the crust on top, and then it comes out nice and golden, but really hot and bubbly on the inside.
Now, here's the problem, though.
Like, so hot, it'll scorch your face
That's
if you don't
thing.
Wait.
So there's a couple different problems with the pot pie. The hour and 45-minute cook time is a problem. Number two, it's an hour, 45-minute wait for it to cool down to where it's actually edible. So you're looking at a good, solid 3.5 hours. You put it in at noon, you're having lunch at 3:30. The other thing is, no one in my, I don't know why she bought it, no one in the house eats them but me. She won't eat a pot pie. My kids will not eat a pot pie. So now I'm staring at it every day going, it's a suicide mission if I eat it. It probably has, I'd guess, 75,000 grams of sodium, if I had to guess. I'm not going to eat just a little bit of it if I do go through. You make something for 3.5 hours, you're going to, I could eat the whole thing, no problem. Couldn't you pile one of those things down?
A pot pie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A big one.
I mean, I think so. Yeah. I mean, do you eat it straight out of there or do you wedge it wedge it up piece by piece.
I've never wedged because
you just like to go for it.
The filling is not firm.
No, it just oozes all over the place. Then you just have wet, oozy filling.
Yeah, so it's not like it's a pumpkin pie with a firm filling.
Yeah.
Do you like, in your sweet pies, do you like a firm filling or a more gooey filling?
I like more of a firm filling.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
A nice, custardy, crisp.
It's hard to get, though.
Jiggly. Like, I like grasshopper pie. Have you ever had that? It's got a mint. It's like a mint, jello-y mint filling with an Oreo crust.
That.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I love it. And I like the Oreo crust when they're really thick, like you have to almost chisel it apart. Like it is so laden.
Bring
with
me my hammer.
Laden with butter and thick with Oreos. And it's like, yeah, I can barely even get this thing. It's frozen and it's solid, and I love that Oreo crust.
My mom used to make this cream cheese pie that was like, the wedge I would cut for it was about 3/4 of the pie. It was like this. It was just fully 6 inches across. I would eat it in 2 sittings. It's maybe the best thing I've ever had, but you have to let it sit and get firm. I really love pie. I love pie. I'm a big pie fan.
Now tomorrow's your day. Pie day, all 3.14.
Right. So explain for me again what 3.14 is.
It's the circumference, the ratio of the circumference of the circle. It's that kind of a magic number in geometry.
Now, it never ends.
It's always consistent in every circle, no matter how big or small the circle. Same ratio.
Same ratio.
Yeah, circumference to radius. And it's a number that goes on to infinity. It's
right.
Not even. So it's 3.14159. And some people,
seven,
I mean, there are people
three.
Who can recite pi. They've like memorized it to hundreds of digits. I mean, can you imagine trying
if
to
I just
memorize
made it up, would
essentially
you guys know?
I knew the
random
10, the first 10 digits when I was like in school growing
do
up.
Do people use pi on a daily basis?
Use it? Well, I mean, everyone kind of, I think.
The reason I ask, I'm watching.
I mean, you're mathematically, probably not.
So I'm watching Castaway recently, the Tom Hanks movie. He's in the cave, and he is talking to his volleyball, and he is writing on the wall, trying to figure out exactly where he's lost, where he's located. And he says, he multiplies this by pi in that movie. Do you remember that part?
Yes.
He's doing the... Why did he do that?
Well, no!
Yeah. Why did he multiply it by pi? 3.14. Does that give you the circumference of the area they're looking?
Yeah, it's trying to like figure out somehow geometrically how it works.
Okay.
I'm not a math major. So the guy, Akira Haraguchi, holds the unofficial world record. In 16 hours, he recited 100,000 digits of pi.
There's no way.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
It took him 16 hours.
Yeah, to just go through 3.14159, and he did that for 100,000 digits.
What, don't you have other stuff to do?
I would think so, but apparently not.
All right, let's pie talk on Ben and Woods. So tomorrow is Pi Day.
Tomorrow is Pi Day.
But not actual
National
Pi.
National Pi Day.
The number.
But no, people have turned it into
Pi.
P-I-E Day, where they eat pie on National Pi Day.
I do like pies.
Everyone likes pies. Some people like cake. I'm a bit suspicious of those people.
I'm with you. If I had a choice, I'm going...
I like cake, but it always comes up second to pie.
It really always disappoints.
Yeah, really good chocolate, moist frosting.
Well, your Pound
it's
Town
good.
Pound cake was
it's very
pretty
delicious,
good.
Absolutely. But is it as good as pie?
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Is creme brulee a pie?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of a pie.
The crust is the sugary top,
yeah.
And it's just like an upside down pie.
Yeah.
I like apple pie, but I love apple crisp.
I love apple crisps. And cherry crisp and crumbles.
Pineapple upside down.
Pineapple upside
cake.
Down crumbles.
My mom would make a dump cake.
Oh,
pineapple,
dump cake's so
cherry
good.
Filling,
oh,
and then
God.
You just put the cake mix on top. Oh,
peach crisp.
Yes.
Peach is
cobblers.
Great.
I love cobblers as well.
They're all in the pie family.
They are.
All right. Speaking of in the family, let's go to Paul in our family
the
for
Paul.
Today's Randall Report.
And get things started here with our
edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right. It's been half the field of the tournament of drops right there in the Rindle Report Open. It's the Rindle Report brought to you by the San Diego Sockers. The Lords of Indoor are on the march to the Ron Newman Cup playoffs. Get your tickets today at sdsockers.com. Just had 7 or 8 minutes of delicious pie talk.
Hey.
You ain't going to like my third story. I'll just tell you right now. But first, we'll get the sports news out of the way. In the NFL yesterday, the Rams are trading cornerback Jalen Ramsey to the Miami Dolphins.
The man, the myth?
The man,
the myth. Didn't have the greatest of seasons last year. And to me, though, this is a cost-cutting move by the Rams. They got to get under the cap.
That's all they're doing is cost-cutting. They're trying
And I've been...
The man, the myth.
I always say I like how the NFL works and the parity that the salary cap creates. I don't like when you have to get rid of a popular good player, though. Because you need to get under the cap. I'm sure Rams fans would like to keep Jalen Ramsey. He's been one of the best cornerbacks in the league for the last several years. But you have to make some hard decisions when it's a firm cap. You can't just go over and pay a luxury tax. You have to get under by whatever this new league date is. So they had to make a move that they probably didn't necessarily want to make.
The Rams are your classic tale of going all in, throwing all your cards on the table, pushing your chips into the middle. Every tired sports analogy you can use from the world of poker or anything else. They won their chip. They won their ring. That flag will fly forever. They are the Super Bowl champs from a few years ago. And they are now in a drastic, dramatic, pretty horrible rebuild.
Right.
And Miami, I think it's sending a 2023 third round pick and tight end Hunter Long. Jalen Ramsey was not upset about it. He tweeted out yesterday.
So
I prayed for this specifically for about a month, and now it's happening at Miami Dolphins. Let's go.
Very happy to be out.
Dolphins clearly are going for it this year too.
Yes. Happy to be out of LA, heading down to Miami, and never know, a little new life, new team, and rejuvenate some of the fire, knowing that you have a team that's going for it.
I've never been to Miami, but it seems like a lot of pro athletes like Miami.
It's a nice place. It's warm, and the weather's nice, and you can...
stylish?
It's very stylish. And we would not fit in Miami at all.
No.
We don't have the drip. For Miami.
No.
I don't even wear the drip you give me. I'm so anti-drip.
You are not a drip guy.
I am a drip.
You are a drip, but you're not a drip. drip is one we haven't used in a while. We need to bring that back. Yeah. Such a drip.
this story surprised me over the weekend. I don't know that I'm officially ready to totally eat crow on the XFL. But did you guys see the scenes in St. Louis for the XFL this weekend? They had a sold out, the St. Louis Battlehawks, sold out 38,310 people.
No way.
At their XFL game.
Where?
I mean, packed. St. Louis. Now, former NFL market, does not have a team. I don't know if they're just dying for football there in St. Louis, but they were playing the Arlington Renegades. St. Louis won 24-11. But some of the images, I mean... sold out shoulder to shoulder. They had to open up the 300 level last week due to such a high demand for tickets.
I'm speechless. I truly am speechless.
We've talked about it a little bit over the last few weeks, the XFL, the USFL, these other random football leagues. And we're like, it just doesn't work, guys. 38,000.
They slapped us in the mouth with 38,000 strong.
All right. Well, I mean.
Okay. It's still. Okay, fine. Oh, great. You're still not going to get me to watch. Not that that matters, but I'm still not watching.
Man, look at this crowd. Their colors are blue and red. It looks like a Buffalo Bills playoff game or something.
I mean, they look like they've been St. Louis. What are their nicknames?
The Battle Hawks.
They look like they've been Battle Hawks fans for decades. They've been waiting for this big game against Arlington. The Renegades, their big rival. I am stunned. I'm shocked.
That is shocking. Yeah.
I can't picture that happening here. Like, if we had an exit, like, would they sell out Snapdragon Stadium if we had an XFL team?
I think there'd be like 2,000 people, maybe.
I don't
max.
Know.
Yeah. And it'd be parents and friends of the team.
But St. Louis, they lost their football team, and it's working really well so far. Yeah, I was very surprised by that. And finally, I saw this story last week, and I didn't want to bring it up, and then I saw a lot of people talking about it over the weekend.
I assume this was a fake prank when I saw it, because I saw it and I thought, no way.
It was recently National Ranch Dressing Day. Do you guys like ranch dressing out there?
I do.
I do not.
And Hidden Valley announced that they have a new ranch dressing ice cream that'll be hitting Walmart stores starting a week from today, next Monday. It's a limited time deal. You're only going to have 2 months to try it out. And so it'll start next week and be around through the end of May. They partnered with Van Leeuwen.
Or is it savory?
Tastes like ranch.
It says, quote, savory flavors of ranch, including buttermilk, flavorful herbs, and a touch of sweetness.
Ranch.
A touch of sweetness.
The ranch has a little bit of sweetness to it.
I guess. It's mostly tangy, though.
Cold ice cream
ranch
flavored
dressing.
Like ranch.
Apparently, there's like an oniony smell to it.
I mean, are you supposed to eat it with like?
But like, People Magazine did a story on it. They said if you have to love ranch. If you love ranch, you might like it. Like it wasn't as bad tasting as they expected.
We just talked about savory pies. So Ben, you like a lot more savory pies than I do.
I do. Like, but would I have a chicken pot pie with a scoop of ranch ice cream
for dessert?
Is that what are you supposed to eat it with? I mean, would you make a hot fudge sundae out there with ranch?
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
Yeah, but not with ranch
ice cream. Do you put chocolate sauce and sprinkles on it? Because that doesn't feel like it would go.
Where's it at?
Walmart.
There is a Walmart nearby.
When is it available?
Next Monday.
Next Monday. All right, we'll try it.
We'll try it Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. Yeah. Oof. If there's not a massive run on it.
We'll have to go get it Monday.
Yeah,
what
it
are
Monday.
The herbs in ranch dressing? Dill.
Love that. Dill.
Dill ice cream.
I call both my kids dill holes. And I still don't know what it means, but it makes me laugh every time. Dill. Well, it's secret. Hidden Valley Ranch doesn't want
secret
you to know.
Herb. That's Kentucky Fried Chicken. Secret herbs.
Why does everyone want to hide their herbs from everyone? No. You can't know what my herbs are. All right, we'll try it. If I tried the peanut butter barbecue sandwich, peanut butter cup.
You liked that. Reese's peanut butter cups on a barbecue sandwich.
And it had bacon bits on it. It's like the greatest sandwich ever made. And if
that was at the Kansas City Royals game.
Bro, I'm not kidding you when I tell you. It's the most decadent. Like, it's
probably, I would try that. Probably 100 times over 100.
It's so effing ranch, good. I can't even ranch describe to you. How
should
it
go with ranch ice cream? Kind of a mixture of sweet and savory.
Would not be bad.
Peanut butter cup sandwich with barbecue with ranch ice cream.
I feel like now that we have the YouTube feed, and you guys can go subscribe and follow on YouTube if you want.
Smash that like button.
Smash that subscribe button and that like button. We can do a lot more stuff like that.
Got some Fernando Tatis Jr. news for you. We will get to that when we come back. And then Sammy Spring Training will check in from Peoria. So lots of Padres still coming up in our final hour of Ben and Woods. We'll be right back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Just realized, Ben, that I think we've lost some audience today because they're all watching the WBC, which there was a game on this morning, and apparently it's right behind me. I didn't even know. You guys have you guys been watching this behind my back? Literally,
I mean,
behind
it
my
just
back?
Started a few minutes ago.
Did
I think
it?
I didn't notice in the last segment, but yeah, it is underway. Dominican Republic leading Nicaragua 1-0, almost a must-win game for the DR. Nicaragua's 0-2 at the bottom of the pool. If the DR lost, they would be in last place in their pool at 0-2.
Fine.
After the opening loss to Venezuela.
Come on back. Hassan Kim is coming back home.
Yes, Korea won 22-2 in a mercy rule game over China, they finished 2-2 behind 4-0 Japan and 3-1 Australia in Pool B. So Cuba, Italy, Japan, and Australia, half of your quarterfinalists on their way to the United States for the knockout round of the World Baseball Classic, Pool C and D. Just getting underway, one or two games each so far, so we'll have next 3 days, we'll wrap up Pool C and D, including the United States and the Dominican Republic and players playing in Arizona and Miami.
Okay. I guess, how did we score? I think Soto was on
base. Yeah. Not we, it's the Dominican Republic.
Oh, that's who I'm
rooting. You may be rooting for them, but it's not your team.
Juan Soto and Manny Machado are on it.
You're cheering for your players, but it's not your team.
Because I'm not Dominican.
Yes, you're not Dominican. You're American.
Yeah, but I'm rooting for those guys.
That's fine.
I think also if they lost, I wouldn't be terribly upset because that means they're coming home. Xander Bogaerts coming home. Hassan Kim coming home.
Rafael Devers doubled. Juan Soto scores.
Okay. Soto's been looking pretty
he singled to lead off the game and came around to score on the Devers double.
Lead off hitter, Juan Soto.
Yeah, he's leading off today.
Like it.
With Julio Rodriguez batting second, Manny Machado third, Rafael Devers fourth. That's a lineup that could rival the Padres top four. Well, it is half of the Padres top four right there.
Yes.
Trading out Fernando for Julio Rodriguez and trading out Bogarts for Devers. Very similar, actually.
Pretty solid, fellas. Something to be excited about here. In how many days? 17 days?
17 days
day?
From opening.
Oh, my God.
On the 30th.
It's really Christian Javier on the mound. He is really, really good. So you wanted to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr.
Well, we just saw, there was a momentary panic yesterday when he was originally listed in the Padres lineup for the game against the A's in Mesa. And then they announced, I guess, down there at HoHoCam Stadium, Fernando Tatis Jr. scratched from the lineup. And everyone going, oh, no, what happened? We found out a few minutes later that he had a knee contusion. Mike Clevinger tried to pick him off after that first single. And as he dove back, Clevinger drilled him in the left knee. So
perfect.
Probably just kind of black and blue and wanted to keep him out of the lineup. But it was more precautionary. And Bob Melvin actually said, we actually decided yesterday we weren't going to have him in there, but no one changed the original lineup. So we didn't really scratch him. He just wasn't there in the first place. It was just a miscommunication. He is, though, back in the lineup today, designated hitter against the Giants at the Peoria Sports Complex at 1:10. So, as Bob Melvin said, it was just a one-day precautionary thing.
Well, to peel the curtain back a little bit on the Ben and Woods program, when the news came out, Dennis Lynn had sent the tweet, and it said it made me very nervous because it said, no reason given. And I, in my mind, again, I was like, oh, cool, he was drag racing in Mesa or something. I literally, my mind went there. Ben writes us back and goes, well, it's pretty far to HoHoCam. Maybe he just didn't want to make the hour-long drive. Can you imagine?
It's a trip.
Fernando, you're in the lineup today. Eh. No, I don't want to make the drive. Well, all right, then just stay here and hit off the tee.
Yeah.
Ben is the...
But why would you get all weirded out with no reason given?
Because that freaks me out.
But that's, you find out the reason, well, there hasn't been a reason.
It's usually when someone's scratched is, oh, Fernando Tatis Jr. has been scratched with lower back tightness. So-and-so has been scratched with a bulky ankle. Yesterday was no reason. It was just ominous. There's an ominous feeling. There's like a little bit of PTSD that goes along with Fernando Tatis Jr.
Every
right
move
now.
Usually starts with no reason given. And then the reason comes. Sometimes it's 10 minutes later. Sometimes it's an hour. Sometimes it's 5 hours later and you find out the reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't find out until after the game. You talk to Melvin because, they don't make an announcement. So you go, hey, why wasn't Fernando in the game? Oh, yeah. He just took the ball.
He didn't want to make the drive.
Yeah, no, we just wanted to keep him back there to work in the camp. It could be anything. Don't get all spun out by no news. No news is not good news. No news is not bad news. No news is no news.
If it were Matt Carpenter is out of the lineup today, no reason given. I look at it and go, all right. Fernando Tatis Jr. is different.
Now, if it's like game one of the National League Championship Series, yes, you get really, really worried about that. But in a spanning game, you really don't. Think about it too much.
Dude, it's pins and needles. Pins and needles, needles and pins for the entirety of this kid's
career.
All right,
why don't we take a timeout? We'll come back. We'll check in with Sammy spring training. He may have more on Fernando and what's been going on with the Padres in Peoria. And then we have some audio from the Oscars last night if we have time for it. Haven't talked about the golf yesterday. It was quite the performance by Scottie Scheffler at the Players' Championship. So lots to still get to and just one segment to go with Ben and Woods. Stick around on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm a street-walking cheater with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am a world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Well, they gotta help me, please. Somebody gotta save my soul.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture, home of the world-famous Bob Opedic mattresses. With all the comfort and quality of a national mattress brand for half the price, no matter your budget, there is a Bob Opedic memory foam hybrid or hybrid plus mattress for you. Check them out at mybobs.com. We are standing by to head out to Peoria, Arizona once again for Sammy spring training after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, as we've done every day this spring training, every weekday at least, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Our man on the spring scene, Sammy Levitt, is out there. Sammy
again.
Spring training, I know.
Sammy Spring Training.
Good morning. Hi, Sam. I wasn't sure when I was supposed to enter the conversation.
Just
there. Good morning, guys.
Fine. Good morning.
Happy Monday.
I was trying to
Sorry
get
about
fancy.
Him, Sam.
The man on the spring scene.
He's taking a vacation in 10 days, and he's already there in his mind.
But I'm trying too hard. That's the problem. It's not that I'm not trying hard enough. I'm trying too hard.
I was trying to be fancy.
Here he is, Sam Levitt. Good morning. Very simple.
Sammy, you were at the game last night, USA-Mexico. Is that right?
I did. I stayed for a few innings. It was a great atmosphere, watching and seeing all the Mexico and USA fans. It was pretty cool. I got there just in time to go down on the field for a few minutes, and it was a very cool atmosphere. Obviously, not a great game for the USA, but it was really a cool experience. I'm happy I made the trip to Phoenix and went to check it out. It was neat.
I heard reports it was like 80-20 fans in favor of Mexico at the game.
Now,
was that just because they had more to cheer about, or did you really feel like that was the case?
I got to be honest. I don't know if it was 80-20. I felt like there were more Mexico fans there. They were certainly louder and certainly had more to cheer about that. But I felt like even without that, just on the introductions, I agree. I don't know, 80-20. I think that might be a little bit much, but could it have been 60-40, 65-35? I think so. I agree with that. I felt like there were more fans of Team Mexico there, yeah.
All right, well, we just talked about Fernando Tatis Jr. missing the game yesterday, but he's back in the lineup today as the designated hitter. Got his first hits over the weekend, everyone breathing a sigh of relief, other than Fernando, who was a little snarky, actually. I felt like it was directed kind of at me, just because I had been talking about it.
Yeah, you know, I bet it was directed at you.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably sitting there thinking of all that Ben Higgins. No, I mean, look, he was hitting on the field this morning. Looked good to me. Ryan Flaherty watching him, and he was hitting with Rougned Odor. Luis Campusano was there as well, taking some individual batting practice. Looked good back in the lineup today. And by the way, there was just some misunderstanding yesterday. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but essentially he was never in the lineup yesterday. It was a late scratch to us information-wise, but Bob Melvin explained after the game that he was actually never in the lineup and just dealing with a bruise on that left knee from the pickoff throw the day before. So I don't think any big deal back in the lineup today, and you're right. You would love to see him have continued offensive success. Would be nice.
Now, I had completely, talking to Sammy Spring Training here on Ben and Woods this morning, I had I guess it had just escaped my mind that I'm like, I haven't seen Luis Camposano in a game in a while, and I guess he was dealing with, was it a hamstring or a quad or something, Sammy?
Yeah, hamstring, but he will likely be back in the lineup on Wednesday.
Okay.
So game today, day off Tuesday, likely he plays on Wednesday. If you guys will give me a minute here, there was a good amount of information from the media scrum with Bob Melvin about 10 minutes ago, so I'll run down what I know here on a number of different fronts. Adrian Morahone, he's seeing doctors today. Sounds like he's going to have an MRI on Wednesday. The good news is that he doesn't feel worse, having some discomfort apparently in the back of the elbow, which is what we heard yesterday, just above the elbow. MRI Wednesday, and I'm sure we'll know more after that. Xander Bogaerts is on his way back. After Team Netherlands got knocked out of the WBC, he will be landing tonight. Seems like there's a chance he could play on Wednesday as well. Other updates, Drew Pomeranz, he's throwing a simulated game Thursday. Sounds like the next step after that, if all goes well, would be to have Pomeranz in a Cactus League game after that. So sim game for Pomeranz Thursday. Joe Musgrove throwing a bullpen today, so that's another step. He threw a bullpen the other day. He's going to throw another today, so that's another good step for him. And then there was a really interesting little piece of information at the end of Bob Melvin talking where, you know, you look at the calendar for Yu Darvish. If Team Japan were to pitch or were to go to the finals of the World Baseball Classic, the championship game, it's March 21st. And you think about the timeline of that. When the Cactus League season is over on the 27th, there's a possibility that Yu Darvish will not pitch in a Cactus League game. And the first time we see him this year will be in the regular season, which is pretty wild to think about. Now, you know, with somebody like you, you probably don't worry much about him. But, you know, let's say was Yu Darvish as your opening day starter. There is apparently, and it makes sense. Just look at the dates and the travel. I mean, think about it. There's a chance that, you know, if he were to start opening day or whenever in that first series, that his first appearance of the year in a Padres uniform will actually be in games that matter. So that was a little tidbit today as well.
Also could mean if they decide to push him back a couple of days and if Musgrove is still hurt, it could open the door to someone else being the opening day starter, a Blake Snell or a Nick Martinez, yeah. Or not sure what direction Bob Melvin is going to go. We're talking with Sammy, spring training. I know you talked to Craig Stammen. That must have been a difficult conversation based on what he's saying about his shoulder, that it looks like potentially likely his career was over. What was that conversation like?
Yeah, you know, look, I've talked with Craig enough now to know his demeanor. He was the same guy that you guys know. I mean, extremely professional, extremely appreciative. He did not say the words, "I'm retiring," much like, you know, he didn't say it in the San Diego Union-Tribune piece a couple of days ago. He did not say those words. He's not completely shutting the door, but he did say, you know, it's unlikely he pitches again. I think there is certainly a sense of reality of what this means due to the injuries, due to the rehab, due to his age. It sounds like, though, he wants to go through the rehab process to get himself healthy again, and maybe that's when there will be some finality to a decision. So, look, I think at this point, his career, yes, is probably over. He seems to be at peace with that right now. You know, he hasn't officially said it. I think he's going to go through the rehab, see what happens. But, yeah, obviously, you know, just tough on a number of fronts. You know, anytime you hear those words, it's hard. But also, he was feeling really good. We talked about it on Friday. Right? He was feeling really good. He was pitching well, and there was this glimmer of hope that maybe he could contribute to this team this year. But obviously, that's not going to happen. So, look, he's been nothing but nice to me and the rest of the media here. And honestly, after he spoke to us, he even thanked us. I mean, just classic Craig Stammen, professional. And if this is it for Craig, What a nice long career he's had, and certainly wish him the best in the next chapter. But we don't have that finality today, but certainly point in that direction.
Well, a couple guys making a really, really nice case for themselves. Jay Groom, Sammy, and Seth Lugo, I think, are a couple of guys that you look at and say, yeah, these guys are going to be part of this team, obviously barring injury or anything like that. Talk to us a little bit about – did you have a conversation with Lugo after his start?
Yeah, I talked to both Lugo and Groom after their starts this weekend. I'll start with Lugo. I mean, look, he's been very effective. He's learning a new slider, which he, you know, feels good about. I think it's still a process of feeling that out. He's a guy who throws a lot of pitches, but the bottom line is he seems confident in where he's at with his stuff, and the results have been there. So really, to me, it's been kind of an uneventful spring for Seth Lugo. I mean, he looks good, feels good, says everything feels good, and certainly you hope that rings true in the regular season. So that's pretty much it with Lugo. Look, with Jay Groom, guys, this is becoming a very, very interesting spring for him. The results continue to be there. He's got 10 and two-thirds scoreless innings under his belt here in Cactus League action. His stuff is good. He's, you know, working on a changeup that he threw more the other day. The cool thing about the start in surprise against the Royals was that he did run into trouble a couple of times, and he had to find that extra gear to get out of it. And I'll tell you what, again, I said it to you guys, I think, last week, when Bob Melvin talks about him, I mean, you can just see there's an impressiveness that the Padres are seeing. And the other interesting part about it is that it really does seem like there's a chance, you know, even if he's not a starter at the beginning of the year, that he could find his way into this bullpen as a long man. So he's turning a lot of heads. And I spoke to him for the first time after that start in surprise. I, to be honest, had not really spoken to him at length before. I came away really impressed with him. I think he's got a really good head on his shoulders. He really understood, it seems like, what this spring training camp meant for him, and he had a real opportunity as a guy with a new team coming off the Hosmer trade, a first-round pick. He had a real opportunity to turn some heads, and I think Jay Groom is doing that. I think it is a very realistic possibility that Groom is on this roster as a long man, even out of the bullpen. So credit to him. He's done a great job. He's going to have at least a few more outings here to continue to prove what he can do. But he's been one of the real stories here and one of the real notable names. And I've been impressed with what he did, you know, on the mound, and also just hearing him speak after and understand the opportunity here was pretty interesting.
I think everyone can appreciate, no matter what you do, the opportunity of a fresh start. Just, you know, a clean slate somewhere else. And
I'm looking forward to mine.
Seems to be taking advantage of that. Sammy, day off tomorrow. We'll see what happens today. But I am curious, Cactus League MVP candidate Tim Lopes.
Good Lord.
Finding out more about that guy, because he just seems to be hitting the ball all over the place. But otherwise, enjoy the Padres day off tomorrow. Game against the Giants today first, though, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
You guys have no idea. I am looking forward to that off day tomorrow. I am so ready. And by the way, how about this? Off day tomorrow, night game Wednesday.
Yeah.
How about set, that? Buddy. Love you that.
You try to come back to San Diego for a hot minute,
Sammy,
if you wanted.
Keep it clean. Don't get too hammered out there, okay? They're Cowboys out there. Be careful, all right?
All right, guys. All right, thanks. Pal.
Sammy, spring training and our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new
always
roads.
Always trying to arrest somebody out in Arizona. Always. They'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say that like.
Well, yeah, you got caught twice by a non-moving, a robotic officer.
Yeah, I mean, they'll just get you for everything. I've paid a lot of money into the Arizona system, so Sammy, be careful.
They love you.
Keep your wits about you out in Arizona. You end up in Tent City. Wouldn't that be a plot twist? From Sammy spring training ends up in Tent City.
That would be a plot twist.
Yeah.
Anyone watch the Oscars last night? They were on Channel 10, so I kind of kind of had to watch a little bit. Jimmy Kimmel
had the
hosting.
It was on in my house. I paid attention for the first half hour.
It was good. It was fine. I mean, I thought the monologue is, as usual, highs and lows, but he did deal with the aftermath of last year's.
Of course.
Chris Rock, almost, Will Smith.
Yeah, I saw he did a report, an interview last week, and they asked him, oh, are you going to bring up the slap? And he goes, it would be stupid not to.
You have to.
It's like the easiest piece of low-hanging fruit that a human being has ever grabbed off of a tree is that incident.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't host the Oscars and then just not mention it at all. So, you know, he dove in. We have some audio here. Okay.
We know this is a special night for you. We want you to have fun. We want you to feel safe. And most importantly, we want me to feel safe. So we have strict policies in place. If anyone in this theater commits an act of violence at any point during the show, you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech. No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing. Sit there and do absolutely nothing.
Not bad. Not bad at all. From Jimmy. I had a the movie that cleaned up is, I haven't seen it yet. I'd like you. Have you seen it?
My wife saw it. She said it's one of the greatest
everything,
movies
everything,
she's
everywhere,
ever seen.
All at once.
Yeah.
With stars including the kid from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Hui Kwan, won Best Supporting Actor in that movie.
They won 7 out of, I think they were nominated for 11.
I think it was
11.
The most ever. They call them the above-the-line Oscars because it won Picture, Director, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress. I mean, like more than any movie had ever won the above-the-line Oscars. Last night, so they really cleaned up. I thought Ke Huy Quan's speech, I did see that one, was very touching. Talked about how he came over like on a boat as a refugee and now living the American dream. He's an Oscar winner at this point. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see one single
song. You missed Lady Gaga. You would have loved Lady Gaga.
I missed all of it.
She sang the song from Top Gun Maverick. It was really, really good.
Hold my hand, everything will be okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms.
That's really good.
I see that you're hurting.
Not for her.
Why
what she does.
You take so long to tell me you need me?
Mm-hmm.
I see that you're bleeding. You don't need to show me again.
I mean, you know how everyone goes over the top on Oscars?
Yeah.
She's very plain.
Understated.
Like, yeah, like not made up at all. It was very powerful.
When you have pipes like that, you could wear a sack out on stage and captivate an audience. That's just how good she is at what she does.
So cry.
Any other of things of note?
Let's see. Brendan Fraser won Best
Whale.
Actor for The Whale.
Have not seen it.
I think Jimmy Kimmel mentioned that he and Ke Huy Quan were in Encino Man together, and now we're both nominated, like, whatever, 25
right?
years
yeah.
later. He said, Pauly Shore, where are you?
I would bet.
Very jealous back at home.
I would bet he doesn't make an appearance for Best Actor. I need to see that movie. It's hard. Movies are just hard these days.
Ford gave out the best picture. He was very wooden and reading the cue cards and the teleprompters.
He's a gruff old dude.
He's like 80.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got another Indiana Jones movie coming out
as well, which is amazing to me.
Keep on collecting those checks.
Just keep piling them up.
What do you need at this point? Just retire and enjoy it. I guess he likes making movies.
It's the creative process, man. Yeah. That's what he likes to do.
Oscars talk to wrap things up. All right, good first show of the week.
Really good.
We got still plenty. I think we still left over for tomorrow, though. So Tuesday should be a good program as well. We will be back at 6 a.m. Until then, have a great rest of your Monday. For Paul Reindel, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Coach coming up next right here on San Diego's number one sports station, home of the Padres. 97.3 The Fan. Have a good one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.